It's now with Hoger on the right hand side now, with Colbeck, who's proving quite nifty for a right back. It's now outright though with Burrell. Burrell infield to Fanodge, back to Burrell, to Colbeck, back to Fanodge. Fanodge now down the right hand side. Chandler tries to get to it, breaks, it beats Corbett, and it gets to Pittman on the right hand side of the 6 yard box. He shoots and he goes underneath Carnell, and out of literally nothing there, Harrogate take the lead, and it's as simple as that. 20 minutes gone and all that good work.
Yeah.
And you see a couple of mistakes and they've scored.
I think the key to that was Corbett coming forward. You know, we'd seen what he could do just moments before. We need to try and stop that movement from the fullback coming into the midfield areas. It opened up a bit of space. But for me, Pittman's shot didn't seem to get much pace. I fancy the goalkeeper making a save there.
It went right under him. It went right under him, unfortunately. And like you say, it wasn't the hardest of shots. Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the problem.
it
did take the sting out of it. This throw-in. Played to Sheridan. Sheridan with a very cheeky back heel there to Scott Kay. And Kay now on the ball. Plays it forward to Johnson. Johnson turns. Lots of options. There's loads of options out left. One of them is Thompson. There's an overlap there from Chandler. But Thompson comes in field with it. Plays it back to Winter. It gets to Chandler now. Chandler now on the edge of the box. Crosses the ball in. It's a good cross. But it's dealt with by Ellis. And it's cleared. Only as far as Winter. And there is no hurry there with that ball. And Harrogate can get it clear. Dale Tong, though, plays it back to Kay, who's in loads of space on the right-hand side. He's got an overlap there from Tong if he wants it. Tong gets the ball. Tong now looks, crosses it. Johnson heads it. Oh, it's a fantastic save from Crook. Gets to Thompson. Cross comes in to Johnson. Johnson shoots! Yeah. No! Good persistent stuff there all round from FC United. And on 44 minutes, we've got an equaliser. It's FC 1, Harrogate Town 1. Johnson with the goal.
Fantastic and well deserved. They've been piling the pressure on. It was one of those where I didn't think it was going to go in. I didn't think, no matter what they were doing. A fantastic save, the first one to keep the floating ball
good
out.
Good stuff from Thompson though, wasn't it?
Oh, but Thompson, yeah, wonderful play. And well won. Johnson, strength, just kept going, persistence in the box, managed to get the ball out of his feet and fire it home. Well deserved back in.
Game on.
They look a bit rattled at the moment, Harrogate, don't they?
I don't think they were expecting this.
Sheridan comes in field with the ball. Oh, he's got a bit of space there. Finds Williams on the edge of the box. Plays it outright to Tong. Tong now. Oh, he's doing a bit of trickery. Puts that on his left foot. Plays it back to Sheridan. Nice. Sheridan crosses it. First time, it's just over Johnson. But it's going to get to Williams, who heads it back in. Johnson with a header. Oh, back. Yeah! There's Winter! And it's a goal for Winter!
Fabulous goal. That was absolutely fantastic. Really good play from Sheridan. As the ball came back in, you could see Williams could have taken it. The first ball in. But persistence, ball back across, a lovely glancing header to the back post from Johnson, and Harry Winter in the right place.
I'll tell you what, though, Williams was in loads of space there and had loads of time to head that back in, didn't it?
This is shades of last season's game here, isn't it, where they went ahead and they kind of fell apart a bit.
47 minutes on the clock here, FC United take the lead after being a goal down. Plays it to Thompson. Thompson plays it in field to Johnson, who turns. Williams now. He's given us a foul
outside the box.
It was. I mean, he didn't need to go in for that. It was well played from Johnson. He was standing his ground, but a
dangerous position, this.
Absolutely.
Really dangerous.
It's too central, though, for my money. It's right on the edge of the D, right in the middle.
It's a silly one for Ainge to give away. There, he didn't need to go in for it because the ball was zipping across with so much pace. It was away from Johnson anyway.
It's a six-man wall for Harrogate, and like I said, it's right in the middle.
Yeah, difficult ones to get up and over a wall and try and find any sort of angle. There's players around, you know. You've got Thompson, yeah. Sheridan.
It's definitely going to be Thompson.
Scott Kay's having a lot.
Going to be Thompson. Corbett gets himself in the wall, as does Kay, as does Johnson. Thompson shoots! Oh! Oh, a free kick for George Thompson! And it's 3-1 now to FC United Manchester on 63 minutes.
That could be a killer blow.
Absolutely.
He said in the first half how his free kicks weren't beating the wall. That one went clean over the wall and right into the top corner.
Difficult for some players, but not Thompson.
He is so capable at a set piece, isn't he? He's got remarkable talent.
That's one of those free kicks that if you were playing Pez, you'd record on YouTube and put it out for your geeky mates. Superb stuff. 63 minutes, 3-1 now to FC United.
And that's the breathing space they needed.
Absolutely.
Because we will slip up some point, I'm sure, during this second half. We will slip up. We know it.
I don't know. They've been looking strong.
We've got a bit of insurance now.
Just to say, I don't put up videos of Pro Evolution Soccer. I don't do that. We're not really doing the old pushing on at the moment. And Crooks clears his lines over the top. Ashes under it. Leastly gets that second ball. Crosses the ball into the back post again. It's a tricky ball. It's deflected wide Chandler, and it's out for a corner ball.
He's been really dangerous. You see some of them balls in,
and when you've got the right back coming on the back post like
coming
that.
Coming in late. It was one of those where you think that it's going out of play. Carnell just stood his position at the front post.
Corner coming in towards the back post. It goes. Oh, it goes a long way. And that is a goal there from Andy Gascoigne. And the ball just went straight across the goal line. And there's not much Carnell could do for it. There was swerve on it.
Yeah, no, it's not Carnell in there. It's
defending.
Not close enough. It's almost a free header at the back post. There's nobody making a challenge with him. He's done well, Gascoigne. He's leapt and he's headed the ball down, giving Carnell no choices. But we need to get closer, get tight on these players.
Well, we're coming up to 30 seconds left to play, but I do think there's going to be another minute on top of that. And it's cleared by Turner. Brown is not under it, though. And Tong doesn't get to the ball. And now Harrogate are on the attacker. Can Kate get to it? He can't. Leastly now. Getting to the byline. Crosses the ball in. No, oh, it's getting to the back post. And Harrogate get a late equaliser here at the death. And it's that man, Joe Colbeck. And my goodness, there you go. That is football, folks.
That is.
And on
the warning sign, the warning signs were there.
And on Tuesday night, we're not going to Chadderton, we're going to Harrogate.
That's a cruel way to end the game.